Arrested Kenyan activist Boniface Mwangi faces terror charges. Malaria back with a vengeance in Zimbabwe as number of deaths from the disease triple. Trump administration to destroy nearly $10 million of contraceptives for women overseas. Sudan's children face growing threat of deadly infectious diseases as vaccination rates have. Sudanese paramilitary RSF accused of killing almost 300 people in village raids. Toronto Film Festival, Angelina Jolie, Saoirse Ronan and Keanu Reeves lead lineup. Ecuador extradites notorious drug kingpin Fito to U.S. Rubio moves to strip U.S. visas from 8 Brazilian judges in Bolsonaro battle. Caracas releases 10 Americans as Venezuelans freed from El Salvador jail. Trinidad and Tobago declares second state of emergency, citing gang threat. China starts building world's biggest hydropower dam. Weather tracker, Mediterranean heat wave sparks concern for marine life. Japan PM Shigeru Ishiba vows to stay on despite losing upper house majority. Death toll from South Korean rains rises to 17. Typhoon Wipfa hits Hong Kong, bringing on highest storm alert. Repeatedly outbid, readers share stories of housing despair as Australia's prices reach record highs again. Hopes high as hundreds of critically endangered frogs survive release into wild in Victoria. Murray Watt urged to intervene after accusations propose Queensland coal mine clearing land in greater glider habitat. Labor's hex reduction bill not the fairest way to relieve student debt, economists say. What a crock, the day a reptile was reportedly seen in Noosa. Or was it? Zelensky accuses Russia of assault on humanity after latest drone barrage. Anti-AFD protesters interrupt Alice Weidel interview live on German TV. Belgian police question two Israelis over war crimes accusations. Ryanair weighs up increasing bonus to staff for intercepting oversized luggage. Norfolk woman hands over 16th century painting identified as stolen 50 years ago. UK condemns Israel for depriving Palestinians of human dignity. Israel launches air and ground offensive on Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Israel launches air and ground assault on Deir al-Balah in central Gaza, as it happened. Meta allows ads crowdfunding for IDF drones, consumer watchdog finds. Senior Labour MP urges UK to recognize Palestinian state ahead of UN conference. At least 20 killed as military plane crashes into Bangladesh school campus. Pakistan authorities arrest 13 suspects over honor killing video. Children of elderly UK couple jailed by Taliban call for release before they die in custody.